Okay, welcome to the Dharam Daf Yud Beis. Daf Yud Beis. As we close on in to the end of the first parak, by the Shem, that's tomorrow. But today, let us continue with Daf Yud Beis. So the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Yud Alef Beis. Let's read that again. Boy, Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama had the following question: Hare alai kibsar zivchei shlamim la'achas rikas adav. If you say this piece of kosher meat that I have in front of me should be like this other piece of karban meat, this piece of shlamim meat after you sprinkle the shlamim's blood. So that's the Gemara, mahu. Right, what's the din in that case? Well, in that case, there shouldn't be anything that's aser, because shlamim meat after you sprinkle the dam is mutter. Is mutter. Shlamim is the most mutter karban. Even a Yisrael could eat it. So that can't be exactly what his question was. Ella, right, this was the question. You have a piece of shlamim meat here, umachis dehetere gabe, and you have a piece of heter next to it. And you don't say, this piece is like shlamim meat after the zrikas adam. No, you don't say that whole Megillah, because that's obvious. But amar ze kazeh. All you say is, this piece should be like that piece. That's all you say. So our question is, what exactly is the meaning? My beikaro kamatvis o behetere kamatvis. Do we say that when you say ze kazeh, you have in mind the roots of this kudshim meat, the original state that this karban meat was in, which was ikaro kamatvis, and it's really usur, you're connecting to the isur element in this karban, because this karban used to be a karban that was usur, or do we say behetera kamatvis? You're focusing on what's right now. Right now, this piece of shlama meat is mutter, and therefore, that's what you're focusing on. Reb Chaim explains in the Grach al Hashas, in Simen Kuf Tzadik Ches, that this is not a shaila of umdana. What exactly is the person's kavana? He says, no, ein hachakir b'dasa adam echi daito, yihitvis b'isser hakodem odahashta. No, the shaila is a shaila about the fundamental nature of this piece of meat. When you list piece of meat, a piece of shlamim meat after zrikas adam, how is it labeled? Is it labeled as an isser inherently, which has had a heter, but it's really an isser inherently, or no, now it's a mutter piece of meat. You don't really see so much the isser that started it. She'ela imatvis be'ikar hadavar v'hu sibas ha'isser, v'haynu b'chalos kedusha shalahem, o b'yisur manim so'am b'lachshav. Or when you say that, are you focusing on what's right in front of you, and right in front of you, it is not usser. That's Reb Chaim. But either way, that's the question here. When you say it, this should be like this thing that's mutter now, so do you focus on that's mutter now, or do you say maybe he means what used to be in this thing, which is usser? So Tashma, we are going to have four tries to explain this machlokas. So number one, Tashma. Let's try to prove it from our Mishnah. No seropigo, right? We had yesterday that if somebody goes over to a cookie and says, no sir, pigle. We said that works. You don't even have to say the kafadimyon. No sir pigles. It says the Gemara, no sir pigle lakas vikas damimhu. How is that working? If I go over to a cookie and say, no sir. As we know, as we're going to learn more in the beginning of the second parak, the only way that you could compare something and it could work as a neder is if it is a davar hanadur, if it is something that you created the isser, the kedusha, but it's a davar haasur, as we said yesterday, and we'll say more in the future. This should be like that piece of treif. This should be like that thing that's Hashem made asur. That doesn't work. So what do you mean that you said it should be like no sir, no sir? Hashem made asur. Pigol Hashem made asur. You didn't do, so the Gemara says, the Rishonim explained that really the question is from Nosar, not from Pigel. So we're going to focus on Nosar. Nosar, right, so what exactly do you mean by that? So ask the Gemara, Nosar la'acha zrikas damim hu? Nosar, it can't mean literally Nosar. So what you must mean by Nosar, if it works as a neder, as our Mishnah says it does, it says if you call something Nosar, it's Asar, it must be referring to the earlier stage of this piece of Nosar, which was when it was a karban that was usur. Because you create the karban. A karban is a davar hanadur. So when you say the word nosar, it must be, right, if it means literally, it can't work. So it can't mean literal nosar, because nosar is a davar ha'asur, not a davar hanadur. So what you must mean when you say the word nosar is the earlier stage of this piece of nosar, which was when it was a karban. Ah, so that doesn't that prove then, and it works. So doesn't that prove that you, whenever you have something that is in a certain state now, but it used to be in an earlier state, what do you say your kavana is? Do you say your kavana is, or do you say what the focus is on what is now or what is earlier. This proves what is earlier. The question of Meikara or Behetera, doesn't this prove Meikara Kamatvis? That's the Gemara's proof, or trying to prove it from our Mishnah. Again, Noser can't be literal, so it must be that when you say the word Noser, it means what it used to be. Beikara Kamatvis, because that's the only way it would work. Doesn't that answer our question? Yeah.
Well, we just said a minute ago that if somebody says
buses if chashamim la'achar shrikas adam, certainly mutter, because that's matvis b'davar hamutter. So of course that's going to be mutter. This is the other extreme. Matvis b'davar hamutter is not going to be usser, and matvis b'davar ha'usser is not going to be usser. Only matvis b'davar hanadur. Yeah. Our question is, if you just say zekah, you don't specify that I'm making this like this mutter thing. I say I'm making this like this chefsa over here, but I don't specify that I'm making it like its state la'achas rikas adam. I just say zekah zeh. How do you define this item? So that's the Gemara's question. So doesn't this prove that you go by meikar kamatvis? So you're not saying it's really like noser, because that would be a davar ha'aser. So the Gemara answers, Amalei Rav Huda Breidur Rav Nasan, the Noser Shel Ola. There's no Raya from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah might be talking about the Noser of Ola. The Noser of Ola. By Ola, there's no change in the Karban. It was Aser, it is Aser, it's all burned on the Mizbeach. So you can't bring me any Raya from the Mishnah that, oh, do you go by what it used to be or what it is? By Noser of Ola, there's no change. So what if it's left over now? It's always Aser, but Noser Shel Ola. So that's why, and so it always remains Ikaro Kamatvis Hashem. There's no difference between Ikaro and it's always a Davar Hanadur. It's always from beginning to end, it's a Davar Hanadur, and that's why it works in the Mishnah.
But what's left
over from an Ola? Right, so let's say you didn't burn the Ola in time. You're no Dave to be in, to bring, you're no Dave to bring an Ola, and then you know, let's say you burn part of it, or you don't burn the Chalev, so there are ways if you really want to leave over the Ola.
That would be called Noser?
Oh, so Amar Lei, Im Kain, says the Gemara, if that's true, listening to Basar Ola. So what do you mean Noser? That's Basar Ola. It's a much more clear term. So the Gemara says, you're right, Lomi Bai Ka'amar. The Gemara is just saying a bigger Chiddush. Lomi Bai Basar Ola, you're right. If you would have just said Basar Ola to Aser, that's obvious. To Habakarba Kamatvis, because that's a Davar Hanadur, a regular Davar Hanadur, and that would work. Noser pigol de ola itzricha. Though the chiddush is by using this lashon, this unusual lashon. Salkadai de chamina, you might have said ki iser noser ki iser pigol, that you are really referring to literally the iser vahavi le kibatvis bedaver haaser below mitzer. You might say that you take the word noser literally, and therefore it would not work as a neder, because that's them being matvis, that's comparing to a davar haaser, and it shouldn't work. Kamash balan, that's the chiddush. That it works even with that unusual term. Why? Because we say it's referring to the noser of Ola. Period. But either way, there's no raya from our Mishnah, because we say our Mishnah is not about Ola. So there is no case of Meikaro versus Hashta. So no raya from our Mishnah. Period. Try number two. Meisvei. Add this to the list. The Rush here changes the girsa of Meisvei to Tashma. While the Shidu Gavetis again says, Lishna de Dara Mishuna. Right? We have usually one a day. Right? The Shidduch Kabetzis here says that usually it should say, you know, even though this isn't really Shayach to say Meisvei, it should say Tashma, like it does always, but it's unusual. Or you might say that the Meisvei is referring to the previous answer. The previous Amora, Rav Huda, Breid Rav Nasan, tried to reject the proof, so we're asking on him by bringing another proof. We're saying, no, it's another, I have a proof, so therefore you don't have to have your rejection. That's what the suggestion is in the Shidduch Kabetzis. So says the Gemara, Meisvei. Ezer Isser Amor Torah. So what is the Isser that's being referred to in the Torah? Meaning, it's referred to the Dar. What's the Neder in the Torah that's a Neder? So Amar. If a person says, Hareini Shalo Ochel Basar V'Shalo Eshte Yayin, I hereby declare that I will not eat meat or drink wine, Kiyom Shemespo Aviv. Like the day that my father died. Yom Shemespo Aviv. Let's finish the brisa and then we'll talk about each one. Kiyom Shemespo Rabbo, like the day that his Rebbe died. Kiyom Shenerag Bo Gedalia Ben Achikam, like the day that Gedalia was assassinated. Kiyom Shera'isi Yerushalayim B'Chorbana, like the day that I saw Yerushalayim in its desolate state. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Minhag in Tavkuf Samach Aleph of fasting on the day that you first see Yerushalayim B'Chorbana. So if somebody says, I will not eat like that day, the Amar Shmuel v'hu shenader ba'oso yom. And Shmuel says, this works as a neder as long as you have a prior standing neder on these days. As we will see, a previous day, let's say the day that one's father died, they make a neder, I will fast today. And later on, the following year, he says, now he's being matvis b'davar hanader. I'm going to fast today like I fast on the day of that my father died. So we'll talk more about this and explain it in a minute, but first let's talk about each of these. Kiyom Shemes Mo'aviv. So again, this is one of the Makaros. The Vilna Gaon quotes this as a makar for fasting on a yard site. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, in two different places, quote the idea, the minhag of fasting on a yard site. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say befeirish. Minhag le'hisanos. That's the Ramah. The Ramah says in Yeridaya, in Shin Ayin Vav, in Hilchos Avelus, the Ramah quotes, Mitzvah lehisanos biyom shemeispo avaim. It's a mitzvah, it's a minhag kadum to fast on the day of yard site. The Gra quotes our Gemara. The Gra quotes our Gemara for the minhag. The Shulchan Aruch just quotes this in a Derech Agav way. He assumes it to be true. I've had the Shiloh before. What happens if somebody has yard site in Adar, and when the parent dies, there's only one Adar, and now it comes to a year with two Adars, like this year. Which one do you fast in? Which one do you fast in? So the other guy, which one do you not say Tachlin in? But as we see, we'll be Machmer both. No, but as we mentioned before, there's really no early source for that. We mentioned the Rashi, the last stop in Yavamis. But really, what are the Makaris about a yard site? Not such a happy day. You fast, you do tshuva, you throw a simcha. Okay, maybe you make a siyum. But either way, that the Gemara has the makoros related to fasting. But anyway, the Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Kuf Samaches in Arachayim, Kishira Yom Shemes Aviv Oimo Ba'Adar V'Shana Mu'uberes. Let's say somebody has yard site in an Adar, and then it's an Iber Yar. Which Adar do you observe the yard site? You observe the yard site. So you observe the yard site. Which do you fast? Which do you say Kaddish? So the Shulchan Aruch says Yisana Ba'Adar Sheni. Adar Sheni is the real Adar. As we're going to talk about, that's the one that's close to Nisan, that's the one that Purim is in. The Ramah, the Yeshomrim, the Yisana Barishon. Some say, no, you fast in the first one. Imlo Shemes Meshasa Iber, unless the yard site, the man died anyway in a year with two Adars. Does not give Ladanas Basheni, because then he'd fast in the second one. Also, to be parallel, V'chein HaMinog Lehisan, then the Ramah says, V'chein HaMinog Ladanas Barishon. The Minog is to fast in the first one. Miyo Yesh Machmirin Lehisanos Bishnehen. Says the Ramah, some of the Minog to fast in both. But this is a serious minhag quoted. Serious minhag quoted in the Shulchan Aruch about fasting on the day of a yard site. And then the Mishnah Berurah discusses the big shiloh, which always comes up. Do you go by Yom HaMisa or Yom HaKvura? Yom HaMisa or Yom HaKvura, especially the first year. That's a big discussion in the postgim. Let's say the first year, let's say somebody dies on Thursday and they want to go to Eretz Yisrael. So the Misa is on Thursday and the Kvura is on Sunday. So when's the yard site? So in later years, come out all postgim, say you go by Yom HaMisa. Yom HaMisa. But that first year is a big shiloh. Big shiloh. Most say that you go by Yom HaKvura, at least that first year. Because, that's the... You wouldn't have a... Yud Beis Chodesh is going to go past the yard site. So it's confusing. So most poskim say at least the first year. But that's even a discussion of the Trumas Hadeshin, going back 500 years. The Trumas Hadeshin says, Rabin Chalukin Bedavar Zeh, Simen Reish Sada Gimel, Yesh Misanin Va'omrim Kadushu Baruch Hu B'Yom HaMisa, V'Yesh B'Yom HaKvura, Ezo Mehen Shaper Dami. Which is better to go by, Yom HaMisa or Yom HaKvura in general? The Shulchan Aruch is talking about. So he says, Yira'ed, Yom HaMisa Shaper Dami. Seems like Yom HaMisa is better. V'chein Horech and Miagdolim, etc. V'hayanira Raya L'Devrayim. What's my Makar? He said, but others quote Yom HaKvura is the Iker Day. And they bring the following Raya. What's the Raya? 2 weeks ago, Parsha, because it says in the Gemara in Sota, by Yaakov Avinu, and he was being buried, and they're waiting outside the Maris Machpelah, they're having a whole fight of what's going on, because Esav is there, I want to be buried there. So what happened? Shokal Chushim ben Dan, kofi machi el Esav. Chushim, the son of Dan, took care of Esav. He took care of him. He didn't, arguing, waiting for Naphtali to come back from Mitzrayim to bring the shtar that you sold it? No! Yaakov Avinu is mutu b'bizayon. And what does the Gemara say? It says that day was a fulfillment of Rivka's worry. Loma eshkal gam shneichem yom echad. I'm going to be barren from them, my children. Yaakov and Esav the same day. That's Yom HaKvura. About the berry. So you see the day of shachud, the day of bereavement, is Yom HaKvura, because that's the day that they were put into Maris HaMachpelah. He says, isn't that a raya? Amud Yom HaKvura Chashav Yom HaShachul Va'aninus Vitzaras Ha'alev Ha'av Ha'em Ha'ben. But he says, I don't think that's a, I think maybe that's a raya, but I have another raya. What's my raya? Argamar. You have Sota, I have Nadar. Argamara, that the Yom Shemes Bo'aviv. That's the day that Yom HaMisa is Zikr. But that is a big discussion, and that is a minhag. Some have this minhag. Where does this minhag come from? Why is there such a minhag to fast on the day of a yard site? Why is there such a minhag? Where did this come from? So the Mari Mintz, everybody quotes this Mari Mintz. Mari Mintz quotes two reasons why this minhag developed. Number one, Lefisha Ba'oso Yom Isra Mazlo V'tovalo Hatainis L'Kapara. One of the times when somebody loses a relative, there's Midas Hadin that is show around the family. Right, that's why, speaking of Tachlin, well, we don't say Tachlin in a Beis Avel. Because there's Midas Hadin, we don't want to, Tachlin has tremendous powers, and we don't want to say Tachlin in a Makam of Midas Hadin. So that's why we don't say Tachlin in a Beis Avel. But that's why there's Midas Hadin that's Shora on this family, and therefore, the Gemara says that family has to be scared. So therefore, we don't say, they fast in terms of their own Shuva. The second reason given is no. Second day is that no, that by your fasting, every year on a yard site, the nifter is judged. So therefore, you know, you're helping them out, not helping yourself out. You're helping them out. Nafgamina might be, what if your parent says to you, I don't want you to fast? Right? Nafgamina, is it for you? Is it for them? Is it for them? Maybe their parents be mochel. If it's for you, is it for you? It's not shy for that to be mochel. In the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, also quotes this, but just a little different idea. Reish Chaf Aleph. Reish Chaf Aleph, Din Tainis Yard Site. That's the whole sivan. Din Tainis Yard Site. Mitzvah is Anos B'chol Shana Yom Shemes Bo'aviv O'imo. It seems to be only a parent, not another of the seven relatives. Kidei lehis orer b'tshuva lefashpesh b'maisav b'oso hayom to do tshuva ulehis chareit alehem for you. It's a combination. You will do tshuva, and by your doing tshuva, Yizaka aviv v'imo sheyisalu b'gan Eden. Right? You are doing tshuva because everything, remember, that you do is exclusive for your parent. Or Rachman al the opposite. They taught you the right way. So it's a combination, not just for you or just for them, it's both. But you are acting properly, doing tshuva, you are raising their level in Gan Eden. So that relates to the first line of Yom Shemes Bo, Yom Shemes Bo Aviv V'Imo.
We do.
With another Bo but it sounds like, right, another Bo Yom just means because you made it into a Chiv. There was this Minog, even without the Nether, because you gave me Matas and a Minog. Yeah? So there is, if you look in the Al Hadaf, one of the papers that are put out on the Daf, he quotes six kulas, why people are makel. This is in general, but six kulas. He quotes from all the different poskim. Some say if the Arta falls out on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to fast. The Rosh Hashulcha says that if it's difficult for somebody to fast, you can give stuck instead. The Ad Yitzchak says if you're weak, you know, others. Others say if you make a siyum and you don't have to fast. Again, there's the Chassam Sofer holds if the child was instructed by his parent not to fast, he should listen to his parent's instructions. Maybe there's an implicit asking because people don't do well in fasting. The Archas Rabbeinu quotes the Stipler as saying it was not his custom, nor of the Chazon Ish, to fast on the yard side because fasting causes too much bittul Torah. Distraction from Torah study. So, the psak is, if we're going to learn like the Chazon Ish on the yard site, we don't have to fast. Okay, that's it. You heard it here. Okay. Okay, even on the Shvach, like the Arizal, right? Like you could say, Arizal used to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. So if we learn, the Arizal learned more in his sleep, and we do when we're awake. So if we can learn like the Arizal.
Okay.
Tainus Shaos. Maybe we'll talk about that in a minute, about one of the other fast days.
Is that giving me wine the same
as... Oh, that's a good question also. This is another kasha on the Raya of the Trumas Hadeshen. It doesn't say fasting here, it just says no meat or wine. No meat, I said aninus. You know, you don't fast. Don't fast, but it's just meat or wine. Okay, that's one. Not fasting on the day. So a person makes a neder, I will not eat or drink wine on the day that his parent died. Kiyom shemesbo rabo, on the day that his rebbe died. Also quoted in the poskim, the day of a rabo muvuk's yard site. Also one should fast. In that siman in Shulchan Aruch where it lists all the fast days, one of them is Zayin Adar. Zayin Adar is one of the fast days. That you should fast on Zayin Adar because of the Mises Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Sharm Shanim Balacha quotes the Svar Makdoshim. Why is there on every fast day? Okay, we fast because there's a minute quote in the Shulchan Aruch to fast. Except Lag BaOmer. Why Lag BaOmer? We all make parties and music and we start shaving and haircuts. Dafka, what's Rishur Bei Chai is worse than everybody else? All the other great tzaddikim fast, you fast, and all of a sudden, Shabbat Chai, you make a party. So he quotes from the Shar Yisachar. That says, right, the Gemara in Tzemura says, what happened on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died? Part of the reason why we fast, the Gemara in Tzemura says, the 300 halachas were forgotten. It's a punishment for Yoshua, because he said, Rebbe, what did I not learn from you? Rashi quotes that after Moshe Rabbeinu there was a great loss of Torah. So he says that's why we're fasting. He was Megalus Yisrei HaTorah. There was a tremendous Gilui HaTorah, and that's what we celebrate. That's why we make a party, because that wasn't just a yard site. That was a day of Gilui HaTorah. It's also the Ramaz yard site. But the that's why there was a Gilui HaTorah, and that's why Lag BaOmer might be different. Okay. Continuing, what's the next phrase? Okay, Kiyom Shenarek Bo Gedalia Ben Achikam, like the day that Gedalia was assassinated. Right, Som Gedalia. Interesting that we show and point out there's already a mitzvah derabanan to fast that day. So is that called a davar hanadur or a davar haaser? So it's from our Gemara. You can make a davar hanadur on a mitzvah derabanan. Right, that's what it says, because this is a davar haaser. No, it sounds like it works. Sounds like it works. And we're not going to answer it, but just to mention, this is one of the kashas that the Ramban asks on the Rambam in Shorash Aleph, where the Rambam says that every Issa Darabanan is an Issa Daraisa, Lo Sasur, that's the Rambam Shita, that every time you violate an Issa Darabanan, you're also violating a Daraisa of not listening to the rabbis. It says in the Torah, you have to listen to the rabbis. So ask the Ramban, the famous kasha, so how do you ever have a principle of Safik Daraisa Lachumra, Safik Darabanan Lakula? That's the famous kasha, that there's no chilip between Daraisa Darabanan. The other one is, if every Darabanan is a Daraisa, so why isn't this a Davar Ha'asur? You shouldn't be able to be Matfis on an Issa Darabanan. It's a Davar Ha'asur, not a Davar Ha'nadur. Kasha. Okay, the Megillah Esther deals with that. Another one. But another question. What day was Gedaliah killed? So most of you would tell me, would say, Gimel Tishrei. We fast Gimel Tishrei. It's a machlokas Rishonim. A historical machlokas. If you look at the Beis Yosef, many Rishonim say, yeah, it was Gimel Tishrei. The Beis Yosef in the last three lines of Tav Kuf Mem Tes. About Hilchas Tanios, Kosef Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Shalosha b'tishrei shebo nerag Gedaliah ben Achikam. Amru, ki b'Rosh Hashanah nerag. V'nidche tanisa liyom chol. Really, he was killed on Rosh Hashanah. And we push it off because it's Yantif. But really, he was killed on Rosh Hashanah. That's what he's... And if you look in the Radak in Yirmiyahu, Perak Mem Aleph, the first Radak, he says the same thing. He was really killed on Rosh Hashanah. It was pushed off. So it's not so clear. What the kiyom shenerag Gedaliah ben Achikam. L'may nafkamina, what difference does it make? We fast on the third day. Says the Taz, I have a nafkamina. Because we paskin by a Tisha B'Av on Sunday. That's supposed to be on Shabbos. This year Tisha B'Av on Sunday because it's Mamash on Sunday. But let's say if you have Tisha B'Av on Shabbos as Nidcha, if you're making a bris that day, you don't have to finish the fast. You can eat before it gets dark. You're not Mashlim Taniso by a Tainish Nidcha. So is Tzom Gedalia Tainish Nidcha? If he was killed on Rosh Hashanah, so it's a Tainish Nidcha. So the Taz comes up with that nafkamina. Unbelievable. You need a Taz to come up. The Tafuf Mem Taz. He says, that's the nafkamina between when he was killed. Was he killed on Yish, Ein De'ein Baal Bris Mis'ana Adalaila? As it says in Tafuf Nun Taz. Okay, but so it's not so clear exactly what day he died. There is a Minchas Chinuch, and then we'll move on. The Minchas Chinuch already discusses. We mentioned this in other context. If you've never seen it inside, I suggest one looks at it. It's Mitzvah Shin Aleph. Where the Minchas Chinuch says, if you look at the Pesukim in Tanakh, it does not say any day specifically that you have to fast on these days. What does it say in Zechariah? It just says, Tzom HaAsiri v'Tzom HaRevi, the fast day of the 10th month, the 4th month. Midivrei Kabbalah, from the Pasuk in Navi, all you have to do is fast one day in this month. One in Teves, one in Tammuz, one in Av, one in Tishrei. That's it. Not a specific day, after all, says the Minchas Chinuch. If there's really a specific day, so how could it be that Rabbi Yochanan said, I think the 10th of Av is better to fast than the 9th of Av, because that's when most of the burning happened. How could it be that the walls broken in the first Beis HaMikdash? On the 9th of Tammuz, not on the Shavuos of Tammuz. So you have people early in history that are fasting on other days than what we do. Says the Minchas Chinuch, how is that possible? It must be, he says, that by a Sheni time, people fasted on different days. Because the only mitzvah, Midivrei Kabbalah, was to fast one day this month. Later in history, Chazal enacted specific days. But that's not based on the Pasuk in Navi. Midivrei Kabbalah, that's based on Midirabanan, purely Dirabanan, Chazal picked. But Midivrei Kabbalah, the real root, says the Minchas Chinuch, is fasting one day of the month. not a specific day in the month. So then you come to this question, so does it make a difference? Tishrei, when exactly he was killed, pick your day until Chazal figured out which day they wanted to, which day they wanted to claim. Okay, so now let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara again is trying to bring a raya. What's our discussion? When you declare something is usher, like a certain object, are you talking about what the object is now or what the object was? So we try to bring a raya. So what's the case? Again, a person says, I'm not going to eat meat or drink wine like the day his father died, like the day his Rebbe died, like the day of Gedalia was killed. If we have time at the end, we'll talk about the uniqueness of Gedalia. We have no other fast day, national fast day, for an assassination of one person. Right, so why specifically is there a fast day? Maybe at the end. Kiyom Shreisi Yushai B'Churbana, like the day that I saw Yushai B'Nitz Churban. Yomer Shmuel B'Ushanader B'Oso Yom. Shmuel says, when does this work as a neder? Only if you have a prior standing neder on that day. Hey Chidami, what exactly does that mean? So first we'll learn the Gemara like the Ron. Lav, isn't it like, Kigo Dekai B'Chad B'Shabbat, Debispei Avua. One's father died, Reuven's father died on the first Sunday of Nisan, 1 year. 10 years later, again, Reuven's son is standing on the first Sunday of Nisan, even a different calendaric day. But it's the first Sunday of Nisan. This is the Ron's pshat. And he says, I am a Kabel in Isser today, like I fasted 10 years ago on that day. He did not fast for the past 9 years. He only fasted year one, and now he's being Makabel on year 10. That's what he's doing. He's standing on the Sunday that his father died, let's say the first Sunday of Nisan. Even though there are 9 heter Sundays, the first Sunday of Nisan for the past 9 years, he didn't fast. So isn't this an example of something that's mutter now, but it used to be usser? V'ktani usser. Shmami rabbi ikar kamatfis. Doesn't this show that when you're matfis, when you're comparing it to a certain, this isn't an item, but it's a day, it's a behavior, you're focusing on the past, the original, and not what is now. B'ikar kamatfis. Doesn't that show? So that's the Ron's pshat. Look at others. Tosfos says it is talking about the calendaric day. Different pshatim in the Rishonim, but we're just going to go with the Ron. So the Gemara says, isn't that a Raya B'Karos? The Gemara answers, no. D'Shmuel Hachi Yitmar. This is what Shmuel means by saying Nader Ba'Oso Yom. Amar Shmuel V'Husha Nader Uba Me'Oso Hayom Ve'Elach. No, you've always fasted on that day. From year one, you made a neder. Again, if you didn't make the neder, it's nothing, because it's a minog. It's not a din that you have to fast on the day of the yard site. It's a minog, according to Shulchan Aruch. Many minhagim according to Shulchan Aruch. Hoshanis is a minog according to Shulchan Aruch. Saying halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minog, you even make a bracha on it. So there are minhagim, but there are some halakha, some minhagim that have stronger status, because they're quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Some minhagim are not in Shulchan Aruch. But this minhag is. But once you make the neder, and you've had that neder the whole time, that's what it works. So again, there's no raya from this case, because this is not an example of something that changed. It's always been the same. Just like the previous answer that we had by Ola. Ola's never changed. So to here, it never changed. So there's no raya. So try number three. Try number three. Amar Ravina Tashma. Another try. So now we're going to quote from Tamar's daf, the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak. Kichalas Aaron ukitrumaso mutter. Somebody says this should be, again, he's being matvis, he's comparing something to chala or truma, like the chala that you give to the kohen. This should be also like chala. This should be also like truma. So the Mishnah says mutter. That's not a good neder. Why? Why is that not a good neder? Because that is matvis bedavar ha'aser. Matvis is davar ha'aser. Truma is a davar ha'aser. You chose which truma you wanted to give. Is that good enough to be a davar ha'aser? No. The Mishnah assumes this is matvis b'davar ha'aser. So why exactly is truma a davar ha'aser? Why is it a davar ha'aser? So the Ron explains. You can look at the Ron. Second to last line in the Ron. Whenever you have an iser that's aser only to some people and not to others, it must be Hashem did that. Because a person only has power to give something the status of Isser to everybody. Here it's Asser to Yisrael and Mutter to Kohanim. Avagad de Bekriya Shei Mitzri, second to last line of the Ron, even though you create the Isser, Kiva Cheino Asser La Kol, Dover Ha Asser Mikri. Since it's not Asser to everybody, it's called the Dover Ha Asser, V'lo Ha Dover Ha Nader. Right? You said it, in your language, you said this thing should be Asser. But it ends up only being Asser to some and not to others. So then that, I mean, you can make something also to you, to your friend, that's a neder. But if you don't differentiate, you just say, this is going to be usur. And it's only usur to some people, only Hashem can do that. That's why it's called the davar ha'usur. That's one. Tosfos here is a different shot. Why is truma called the davar ha'usur? Before you did anything, was it mutter or usur? Before you did anything with this truma, was it mutter or usur? It was usur anyway, it was tevel. Now that you did something, is it mutter or usur? It's still usur to you. So it was always usur. What's the davar hanadur? It was mutter and now it's usur. Here, it's always been usur. It was tevel and now it's truma. Look at the, you can look at the Tosfos. Tosfos, the last Tosfos. Shahare, last line of Tosfos. Shahare kodim l'chainami, haya usur mishim tevel. Da afrashas truma eina ki im lahatir. Not a topic now, that we discussed this on a Tuesday night a couple weeks ago, that Afreshes Truma is a matir, but that's what Tosfos says, it was mutter, it was usur even beforehand, it was tevel, and now it's Truma. Yeah.
On a Daraisa level, you can have
Achilas Arai. On a Daraisa level, you can have Achilas Arai, okay? There is a difference, so it's not exactly the same, not exactly the same, but also, just ask you this question, why didn't the Ron say this answer? The Ron also know that it was usur beforehand, Mishim Tevel. So the Tosfos basically said nothing changed. It was Tevel, it was Truma. So there's a beautiful Lundus, many Achronim discuss, the Asvin Daraisa. Yosef Engel in Klal Beis, he discusses, when we say Tevel is Usur, Tevel, you didn't take off Trumas and Maisos yet, is that only Usur because there's Trumas and Maisos mixed into it? Or is it Usur, its own Isur Bifnei Atzmo? Because on the one hand, it's the same punishment. If you eat Tevel, it's Bisevei Shemayim. If you eat Trumas, it's Bisevei Shemayim. So maybe Tevel is only Usur because of the Truma Shavo. Or do you say, no, it's a different Isser, different kind of Isser. And he thinks that it's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, in Yevamos. In Yevamos, Daf, Pevav. Tevel is Misa V'Shamayim. Oh, so that's the Kasha. Rashi seems to say that Tevel is only Usur because of the Truma Shabo. Rashi and Yevamos, Pevav. While Tosfos then asks, but if that's true, then a Kohen should be able to eat Tevel. If it's only Usur because of the Truma Shabo, a Kohen can eat Truma. You have to give some kind of answer that it's only this truma in every little piece, and it's not really called truma. It's not truma shel heter until afterwards. You have to work on the Rashi. Rashi obviously knew that, but either way, this is a big discussion in the Achronim. How much is tevel linked to the later truma, the isser of tevel and the lit? So that goofa might be the machlokas here. Tosfos says it's always been usser. It was tevel's truma. Tosfos saying there's a link between them. Masha Enkin, according to the Ran, maybe that isser has nothing to do with this isser. Mitzad, what you're doing now, truma. It's a davar hanador. So that's why we have to come up with another approach. Okay, those are two ideas why truma is called a davar ha'asr. Okay, there are others as well, but we'll leave that maybe to tomorrow when we discuss the Mishnah, which is being quoted. So it says Ravina. The Mishnah says, if I say that this should be like truma or chala, it's mutter, because that's a davar ha'asr. But we're mashma, ha'kitrumas lachme toda asr. But we're mashma, Trumas lachme toda would be usur. What's trumas lachme toda? We know by a carbon toda, unlike other carbonos, you give breads with the carbon. 40 loaves. Not really breads. 30 of them are matzah, 10 of them are chametz. You give 40 loaves. Out of that 40, there are four types. There are 10 of each. There are four types of breads, 10 of each. You give one of 10 to the kohen. That's trumas lachme toda. Trumas lachme, the truma of the lachme toda, you give 4 of 40, 1 of 10 each, to the Kohen. So, where Mashma says the Gemara, the Mishnah only says, what's a davar ha'asur? The truma that you give to the Kohen, the regular truma. But the truma of the lachme toda, maybe, which the Mishnah did not mention, where Mashma said that it would work as a nether, and it would be asur. But what exactly is the case of truma's lachme toda? But truma's lachme toda, lachas rikas davimi. When do you give one to the Kohen? After everything's finished. After everything's finished, you give to the Kohen. Right? You were zorik the dam of the carbon toda, and now you split up the breads. But at that point, everything's mutter. Everything's mutter. Everybody can eat the bread. So why would that be called a davar hanador? It must be bi'ikaro kamatvis. That's our raya. That even though you're talking about truma, that's afterwards, it must be that when you're no there, you go by what was, not what is, which is what we're trying to prove. It must be that you're going to the root of these lachme toda, which used to be usur. Which were usur before the zrikas hadam. Even though right now, in their present state, they're mutter. But we're mashma from the Mishnah that it would be usur if you're matvis in this. So it must be raya number 3, that be ikaro kamatvis. So the Gemara answers, no, maybe there's no raya from that Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah is not telling me that only chala and truma
is mutter while Trumas Nachmei Todah is aser. What's aser? Ema k'trumas halishka aser. That's what we should be medayik from the Mishnah. The Trumas Halishka, meaning we give the machzas a shekel, and the Kohen takes out from the barrels to use for the Beis HaMikdash. So that's was aser and is always aser. That you violate me'ilu with that money, because that's the Beis HaMikdash's money. So again, we say there's no raya, because the case that's under discussion is something that's still aser. So what would you say about Trumas Lachmei Todah? Mutter? So you say there's no raya, you wouldn't be medayik the opposite, so you say it's mutter. So why didn't it say that in the Mishnah? Listening Lachmei Todah, v'kol shekein trumaso. So why didn't you say Lachmei Todah in the Mishnah? That would be an even bigger chiddush, because that would teach me that you go by what's present, and therefore it'll be mutter. So my answer is, hakamash v'lan Trumas Lachmei Todah trumaso he. My answer, no, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that it is in the Mishnah. By saying the word truma, all trumas are included. Not just truma that you give from your field, but also truma that you give from the Lachmei Todah. Period. So that's one way to get out of the raya. V'ibaya seima. Another way to get out of the raya. Again, what was the raya? Let's just go back. The Gemara tried to prove that the Mishnah, the next tomorrow's daf, the Mishnah says that if you're matvis with truma, this item should be like truma. So that doesn't work, because truma is a davar ha'asur. Mashma, that if you're matvis in the truma's Lachmei Todah, it would be mutter, because the Mishnah doesn't discuss that. So we're mashma that it would work. That would be called a davar hanadur. How would it be called a davar hanadur? So we try to say, doesn't that prove that even though it's mutter now, you go by what was aser? So Gemara again says no. V'ibayisema trumas lachmei todah nami kodem zrikas damim hu. Maybe we're talking about the trumas lachmei todah when it's still aser. So again, there's no raya. Do you go by now or what was? What do you mean it's still aser? After when do you usually take off the? When do you give four of those 40 loaves to the kohen? Only after you zarek the dam when it's mutter. The Gemara says maybe you didn't. Could go and dafrichin abalisha. Maybe you were mafrish. You gave the coin when there was still dough before the zrika sadam. So it's still aser. So that's why it's no raya, right? Maybe you got mixed up. You know, in your kitchen, you always take off challah when it's dough. So too, you're giving the karpan. You did it also. The chiyad amar of tuvi bar kis and amar shmuel, like the following case. Lachmi told us shafan bar bachalos yatsa. Shmuel says, let's say you didn't make 40 loaves, but you made four. You made four giant loaves. The exact amount that you're supposed to give, but instead of making 10 of each, you made one of each. It's Yotzei. I, Vaksiv Arbaim, doesn't say you have to have 40. La mitzvah, that's only l'chadchila. Vaboy l'mishkal truma. Don't you have to take off truma from those loaves? How are you taking off truma? You can't give one to the Kohen. There's only one of each. There's one of each type. V'chitem at the shakal chada rift al kula. Oh, you'll take one of the four. You have these four giant loaves. You'll give one of them to the Kohen. That won't work. Vatznan, the Mishnah says in Menachas, Echad, Mikol Karbon, Shleita Mikarbon HaChaveiro. You got to give a little bit of each type to the Kohen. So you can't take one of four. V'chitem at the shakal prusa Mikol Chad v'chad. And if you want to say, okay, you'll just take a, you'll break each, you take a piece of each of the four. That also won't work. Because the Mishnah says, Vatznan, Echad, Shleita prusa. You have to give a whole one. So what's the case? Shmuel makes a statement. You can make four giant loaves for the Lachmei Todah. So how does that work? How do you get truma from that? You can't break a piece off. Ella da'afra shina b'lisha. It must be that you gave the truma before you baked it. You gave the truma in the dough. The shakal chadam ichamit. You took a piece of the chametz one. The chadam in chalas. The chadam in rukikim. The chadam in revucha. You took a little bit of the dough then. So you see that it would work. You could give truma while it's still dough. So that's how we knock out the raya. Again, there's no raya from that Mishnah, because maybe we're talking about Trumas Lachmei Todah at a time that there's still Aser. If it's at a time that there's still Aser, so then we say that there's no Raya of Be'ikara Kamatvis or Be'hetera Kamatvis. Period. So, three tries to bring a Raya, right? Nothing accepted. So now we say, okay, maybe at least it's a Machlokas. Lema Kitanoi. This is number four, not a Raya, but maybe it's a Machlokas Tanon. Let's at least do the first line of this, and we'll have to continue this Raya tomorrow. Lema Kitanoi. Hare Alai Kibachor. Somebody said that this should be like a bechor to me. So we're going to talk more about it. We're going to get into the details, but just 2 minutes about bechor. Bechor is interesting, because bechor, is bechor a davar hanadar or a davar ha'asr? What do you say? Bechor, a firstborn kosher animal, we know has kedusha. It has kedusha, it goes to the Kohen. It's one of the matnas kahuna. But the Gemara we're going to have, that the Gemara still says, even though if it's Kadosh Merechem, there's a concept called Mitzvah Lahakdisho. It's Kadosh Merechem. But there's still a Mitzvah Lahakdisho. It's still a Mitzvah for the owner to say, this is going to be my Bechor. To be Makdashit, even though it's Kadosh anyway. Mitzvah Lahakdisho. That is what the Rav Avraham Nahar quotes that here. But again, we're going to see more of it tomorrow. He says, so is that a Davar? It comes from Hashem. It's also, it's Kadosh from Hashem. but maybe it's a davar hanador. Holu mitzvah lahakdisha legabei ha-milsa karina be-davar hanador. So either way, we're going to talk more about that tomorrow, but just one last chiddush, beautiful piece from Rav Shechter's Ginas Egos. We save it from last year. We quote the Machlokas, Rambam and Raga Mishnah. What Machlokas? The Rambam Paskins, see I had this from left field, but you see how it connects. The Rambam Paskins that Kiddush and Havdalah are both Daraisa. That's the Shitas HaRambam. Kiddush and Havdalah, both on Shabbos and Yontif, are Daraisa. That's the Rambam Paskins. It's a real cause. Havdalah is also, we have to take Havdalah seriously, just like Kiddush. Kiddush and Havdalah both Daraisa. The Magen Mishnah, though, quotes that, no, Kiddush is Daraisa, obviously, but the Yesh Omrim, says the Magen Mishnah, the Havdalah ain't elami divrei sofrim. Right, Havdalah is Durabanan. Kiddush is Daraisa, but Havdalah is Durabanan. What's the Machlokas about? What's the Machlokas about? So, Venir Lomar says of Shechter on page Chav Dalid, what's the mitzvah of Zarchas Yom Shabbos Lakasha? According to the Rambam, what's the mitzvah? To cordon off Shabbos. How you sanctify Shabbos? By cordoning it off, this is a holy day. How do you cordon it off? Both sides. Beginning and end. You're Mekadish, you make Kiddush, and you make Abdallah. You sanctify it by saying its specialness stopped here. You cordon it off, that's the Rambam. Kiddush and Abdallah both Daraisa. What about the Magen Mishnah? Only Kiddush is Daraisa. So what's the nature, what's the mahus behind the mitzvah of Kiddush? So it suggests, Rav Shechter, Dinira Lomar, Dinin Kiddush mi Daraisa, Einenu lahafrish ulahakir achilik, Shebeni mei kodesh lemeachol. El in yano, Litzar ulahamis chalos kedusha, Aleidi yom haShabbos. What is it? It's to be Makadesh the Shabbos. To sanctify the Shabbos. To add a certain element of Kedusha. That's why it's only at the beginning. Shabbos is Kaddish V'Omed. Shabbos is Kaddish even without you. No. There's still a personal element that you could add to the Kedusha of Shabbos by being Makadesh Shabbos yourself. Where do you see such a thing? It's Kadosh already and you're going to add something? Bechor. Afal Pisha Kadosh Mitzvah LaHakdisho. Even if it's already Kaddish already, there's still a mitzvah to be Makdish it. Same thing with Shabbos. Shabbos is Kaddish V'Yomein. But no, there's still a mitzvah to add the personal element. When you add the personal element, that Ratzta Torah Sha'af Kedushasa Gamkin Tachu B'Dei Adam Lachin Sivsa Shemitzvah LaHakdisho. That's the Magen Mishnah. Then he says, maybe the Rambam doesn't reject this. The Rambam might hold a both. You don't have to say the Rambam rejects this by saying Kiddush Abdallah Bota Raisa. Maybe the Rambam also holds of it. But he says there's also an idea of cordoning off Shabbos. But either way, you think this Gemara is, Stam, Bechor, Mitzvah Lakdisho, has to do with Shabbos. Has to do with Shabbos. Okay, we'll continue. Maybe we'll say more about this Chiddush tomorrow, and we'll stop here. Correct. Oh, I forgot to mention that. Shvuah Shalom Och, right, Harini Shalom Och Abbas, Elosh Tayayin, that's the Lashon Shonos of Shvuah. We're talking about Nedarim here. Maybe we'll remind me tomorrow. Start with